addresses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, refraining from false oath in the month of Ramadan. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, welcome to our program. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here together to learn moral conditions for acceptance of our fasting in this holy month. We have entered this great month, and we are going to understand and we are going to learn moral conditions if we are seeking for, if we are looking for what, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our praying and also as well as our fasting. The other and a very important one of the moral conditions that we have to fulfill it in order to God accept our worship in this great month and accept our fasting in this great month is to refrain from false oath, false swearing. According to traditions, false oath is one of the greatest sins that if we commit, it nullifies our fasting. So we will receive probably severe punishment for doing it. In a report from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, we read that false swearing caused destruction of faith in our heart. So, and it is also said that the false oath destroys a person's faith. Just a sharp blade removes hair from the body. In a very special story from the Prophet, peace be upon him, his family, we read that when someone asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about the false oath, and if you ask if a person take a false oath, what happens to him in hereafter, and what happens to him in this world, okay, the Prophet replied and said, if such a person swears falsely, he shall be included among people who will not be eligible for divine mercy in the day of judgment, and Allah shall not purify him of sins. There would be a dreadful punishment for such a person. So it is very important, it's very important to refrain from such a moral condition if we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting this great month.
Ramadan al-mustabin ja'a bin-nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic lifestyle. We were talking about taking a false oath in the previous part, and we understood that if a person takes a false oath, he will indeed among the people who will not be eligible for divine mercy, and on the day of judgment, Allah shall not purify him of sins. And there would be a dreadful punishment for such man based on what Prophet answers to one of his companions' question. So let's go to talk about other effects of taking false oath, especially this great month. We all afraid of poverty, but it's very interesting that if we refer to our ahadiths, if we refer to our traditions, we read that the one of the factors that causes poverty is taking and false oath, is taking false swearing, which is probably very common in our businesses. It is quoted from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, one who swears falsely becomes poor within 40 nights. So we understand that its side effects are very direct and will receive its effects as soon as possible. So it's very, very important to understand that this evil act has got very severe effects on us. So we have to practice, we have to try, and we have to control our tongue to stop from taking false oath. Thank you for being with us. I wish you the best, and I hope me, myself, and you as well, my brothers and sisters, to make an excellent use of this great opportunity, this great month, the month of Ramadan. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you were by my side.